Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Super Light Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit makes these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Super Light Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Super Light Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a super light shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's so wonderful to be spending this time with you on a little midweek show. And these mini episodes are brought to you by your questions, in actual fact. So recently, a lot of you have been DMing me about exercise, and specifically about the fact that you have previously exercised and you want to get into exercise again, but you're in that no man's land where you've fallen out of the habit, and trying to get yourself back into the habit is a real struggle. And trust me, I've been there. I have been that person who knows, wakes up, knows I want to work out today, but the idea of even getting into the gym kit that I'm going to wear is something I can't motivate myself to do, let alone get myself into any kind of exercise, whether it's running, walking, HIIT training, whatever, yoga. The idea of getting into a downward dog is just absolutely noxious at that, when my head's in that place. And a lot of you have been asking, because recently I have completed a 12-week program on the Jillian Michaels Fitness app. And I was sharing at the end of every week, it was six workouts a week. So it was a lot. So every Saturday I was sharing a little picture with the little thing I got in the app that kept me going, saying, "You've completed another week. Well done." I was sharing that on Instagram, and a lot of people are saying, "Gosh, you're so dedicated. You're so motivated. You're so good to not skip a workout, etc." I've lost my fitness mojo. How on earth do I get it back? And so that's what I really wanted to talk about in this episode, because I think it doesn't matter how good you know you will feel if you're not motivated to do it, or if you don't want to do it, or if you've got into that headspace where it feels like a lot of hard work, it can be very, very hard and you can beat yourself up. So first step, let's not beat ourselves up about working out. Like, it should be fun. We should enjoy it. And that's probably the first thing, is find something you enjoy. But also, I think, like, going back a step, I think the biggest thing is to ask yourself why you're exercising, because that's going to inform every decision that you make from that point. It's going to inform everything. I have felt my clothes getting tighter in the past, and the panic that has made me think I need to commit to a hardcore fitness regime to get to where I want to be can be so much pressure. I can just feel a little bit like, oh my goodness, I've dropped the ball. Those trousers feel tight. Right, I should definitely work out every single day for 90 minutes. And that's just such a knee-jerk reaction. It's such a hard reflex, and it's not helpful. So think about your why. Is it because you have a particular clothing size that you want to get into, a piece of clothing that you want to get into? Is it because you just want to make a daily choice for your health? Like, think about what it is that you are trying to achieve is really, really helpful. And subtract the panic or the desire for results from all of that, and just think, right, I'm just going to make a good decision every day. And that decision is going to be one that means that I'm doing exercise. And then just try to take all of the sort of sweat panic out of it, and just do it because you know it's a good choice. You know that it will make you feel good. So, and it trust me, I know, it doesn't matter how many times you have someone sit in front of you and go, well, actually, if you look at the clinical data, you can see that these hormones are released in the body and in the brain when you are exercising, which means that you will feel good. If you're not motivated to do it, you will not feel good. So my five tips, it's roughly five tips for getting your mojo back or getting started, whatever it might be. The first one is to just really start off slow. And I actually think there's a lot to be said, and this comes from conversations I've had on the podcast with people like Emma Story Gordon, the fitness expert, Jillian Michaels. I think we can sometimes think you have to start big. You have to start big and then you'll just get stronger. And actually, I actually think there's a lot of merit in thinking, right, I want to be doing this. I think it's realistic to think that I'll be there in 2 months, 3 months, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever you want to say. So rather than thinking, well, I'm going to go to the gym today, I'm going to do a 30-minute HIIT training class, I'm going to pick up these weights, I'm going to do this, actually think, no, I'm going to build up towards that. And I'm going to take a run up to it over the next 6, 8, 12 weeks, whatever that goal might be. And actually ease your way in. Plus, if you do it like that, you're more likely to stick with it, I believe, because over those 6, 8, 12 weeks, however long you give yourself to the run up, you're going to notice how much stronger you're beginning to feel. I can tell you in the 12 weeks that I did the Jillian Michaels program, I got to week 6 and I'd suddenly think, oh, I'm actually really good at that exercise now. Whereas weeks 1 and 2, I was really struggling to balance or to get into plank and hold myself to do those single arm exercises. And then you begin to notice the progress that you're making because you're working towards something and you begin to notice the things that are getting easier. That's definitely been my experience. So if you're thinking, say, of doing a 5 kilometer run, then that's a lot to start with. So don't think about doing a 5K run on your first day. Think about building up to it. That's why there are apps like Couch to 5K and all those apps that build you up to that. The first step to thinking, right, I've got to start running again should be, right, so I'll go for a walk tomorrow. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a run when I'm on the walk. But it's just getting out and starting and doing a little something. Don't start off with your goal and trying to achieve your goal immediately. Start off, think about the goal, think about putting it in the future, and then think about the steps that you can take to work towards it. So that would be my first tip, is to start off slow and make a plan to get somewhere. You don't have to be a fitness bunny or freak or whatever you want to say, whatever the terminology is, on day one. You just have to be putting in the effort on day one. And the same idea, so my second thing would say is to think about the exercise that you choose to do. So again, whenever I've been in that state of panic when I've put on an item of clothing and it's been too tight, or I've got on the scales and that number hasn't been what I've wanted it to be, or I've realised, I've looked in the mirror and thought, ooh, okay, you have definitely dropped the ball on this. It can be very tempting to think, right, I'm going to start running, I'm going to start weightlifting, and I'm going to go big. Again, same sort of mindset. And actually, I have many friends who spent years begrudgingly exercising in the gym and almost like going through the motions, who have done all the classes, done everything, and now they've finally found their groove with spinning. A lot of my friends have got Peloton and now they are absolutely, because they love it, they absolutely love it. They didn't enjoy doing the HIIT classes, they didn't enjoy doing the mindless hours on the treadmill, but they love them some spinning. Or there are friends of mine who thought exercise really wasn't for them and then discovered things like bar or Pilates or the walking with the sticks. Absolutely love that. So my advice to you, if you want to start something, is have a little bit of a, you know, like an assortment box. Try a little bit of everything. See what feels right. Don't hammer yourself with exercise. Don't think, I'm going to start running because I know that running makes you fit, makes you lose weight, or any of those things. Don't do what someone else does. Do what works for you. Start your own journey. And I guess the other thing I would say within that is, what does my body need today? That's the question that maybe ask yourself when you wake up in the morning. Is it a stretch? Is it a sweat session? Is it some strength training? Is it cardio? Is it a long walk outside where you can get a ton of fresh air because you've been hunched over a desk for a few days or a couple of weeks? And actually what you need is to get out, no headphones on, look up at the sky, listen to the birds, and just appreciate what's outside, and just kind of all of it is entwined. So think about the thing that you need, think about the thing that you love, and then throw yourselves into those. I say throw yourself, just acknowledge it and make a choice to do one of them every single day. The other thing I would say is that you don't need to be extravagant with your exercise. And what I mean by this is that you don't need, I'm saying this very guiltily, you don't need all the gear. Like, it doesn't matter what you wear when you exercise, it will elicit the same results. And I say this as somebody who loves me some leisure wear. I love me some athleisure and I have a lot of it. But there we go. But I follow, every now and again, I'll follow like a 10-minute class on YouTube, for example. And it's not something that I break a sweat with. And so I don't need to put on high-tech gym gear in order to do it. And I do. But I don't need to. Actually, there have been some mornings where I've just got up and I've had my pajamas on. I just thought, right, I'm going to do that quick resistance armband thing that Zanna Van Dyke does on her YouTube. There's no sweat. I don't need to do anything particularly difficult. There's no jumping up and down, so I don't need any support gear. So I just get out of bed in a vest top and a pair of shorts, and that's it. I just do that arm workout. So bin the idea that you need the right outfit or the right mood or the right pre-workout shake or espresso or post-workout smoothie. We've attached so much nonsense to exercise that it, which makes it, which actually are barriers to entry. So just do it. Just do it. And actually, I've mentioned YouTube. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of workout videos on YouTube that are completely free. And actually, before I was doing Jillian Michaels, I would just go onto YouTube in the morning. I've got two sets of resistance bands, the loop ones, the little ones, and then the big ones with the handles that are quite heavy. And I would just say, right, yeah, I've got half an hour this morning, so I'll find someone who's got a 30-minute resistance band workout video. And that was what I was doing. I had to do very little thinking, because all I had to do was put me and the equipment in the same room, put on some gym gear. I'll give you that. And then follow along. Could be thinking about something else completely. I just had to follow along and do that. And that was it. Tick. I had done my exercise for the day. Now, the fourth thing I would say is that there are so many benefits to exercising that have nothing to do with a calorie burn or getting a sweat on or like getting into the zone. So it's proven to decrease certain diseases and health conditions and increase longevity. And it's so well known for improving mood and increasing energy level. Also, it promotes better quality of sleep, which is very, very important, and so much more. So if chances are, if someone said to you, hey, I've got this supplement, and if you take it every morning, it will reduce your health risk. You're going to sleep better. It will improve your mood. Trust me, it's going to really improve your mood. And generally, do you know what? Overall, you're going to take it and you're going to feel great. No side effects, nothing nasty in it. It's great. That supplement, my friends, is daily exercise. That's how I feel about it. So that's another reason. When you get out of bed or when you're thinking about exercising, don't think about the horrible things. Think about, it's just a good choice, because it's going to make me feel good. I might sleep a bit better tonight because of it. And actually, I might have a bit more energy this afternoon, which means that I won't feel the need to have another espresso. She says guiltily, knowing that she very frequently has mid-afternoon espressos and jumps up and down. But there we go. You don't need to know all about my life. And the fifth thing I would say is don't worry about being good at it. And obviously, that doesn't mean don't have good form, because good form is vital when you are doing exercise, so that you don't hurt yourself. You don't want to injure yourself have an injury and then need to go into a lot of physical rehab. But I have been very guilty in the past of sneering and snarling at personal trainers and exercise classes and various people in the gym, because it was easier to...
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Look at it disparagingly than to have a go at doing something that I might fail at. So there are so many exercises I can think of that are so intimidating to me that I don't want to do, because I don't want to look stupid if I get them wrong, like a jumping lunge or any of those sorts of things. But actually, one thing I've definitely learned from exercise and is it's okay to be out of your comfort zone. It's okay to make a mistake, again, as long as you're not injuring yourself. It's actually great to be a beginner. actually, one of the great things about being a beginner is being at the beginning of a journey where you know that you're going to learn things and you know you're going to get better at stuff. I love the feeling of a physical gain, any achievement, any accomplishment. And that's basically what you are guaranteeing yourself when you're at the beginning of any fitness journey. It's that I'm starting here today. And if I make a choice, and even if you sort of really deconstruct it and think, do you know what, it's just a choice to spend 30 minutes focused on my fitness today, doing some form of exercise today, you are guaranteeing yourself that after 30 days, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it might be, you're going to have a list of things that you can say you are better at because of putting in that effort. And I saw a brilliant graphic on Instagram, and I know it doesn't work well here on an audio platform, but it was essentially started off, and it was just somebody had drawn a series of steps across basically the diagonal line from one bottom left-hand corner to the top right-hand corner of an Instagram tile, and had said something like, this is progress. Every day, just take a step and look at where you get to after, these are 100 steps, look at where you get to after 100 bits of effort, essentially. After making that effort 100 times, 30 times, you are making progress, and it's good progress. So I hope that for everybody who has messaged saying, I've fallen into no man's land where I'm not in the habit of doing exercise anymore, I really want to get back into it, or if you're thinking about doing it for the very first time, I hope that that has helped. I can tell you honestly, it has really, really helped me. I've had such a fraught relationship with exercise. It's something that I've thought that I had to do in order to control my weight. And obviously that's a bigger issue. There are other episodes about all of that on here. But I have battled with it as a should do. And if you've listened to the podcast for long enough, you'll know that if ever I say should in front of something, it means that there's a problem there and I need to investigate why I feel like I should be doing that thing. But anyway, again, another podcast, another episode. But now it's something that I love doing. And part of it is because I took away the pressure of do it to get into this item of clothing, do it to get to this weight, do it to do. And I do it now because I feel fantastic. It gives me a sense of achievement. I don't give myself a hard time if I'm not very good at it. I don't make myself do really, really hard exercise consistently. I allow myself to enjoy the variety of physical pursuit, which means that I listen to my body and I allow myself the enjoyment of today I fancy a bit of yoga. Today I fancy a really nice long walk outside. And do you know what? I'm going to try and identify as many trees as I can identify on this walk in the park. All of those sort of silly little things, they all build up. They're really important. It's just about a good choice every day towards your fitness. And it is as simple as that. I hope that that helps anyone who has been struggling and has been feeling frustrated, because I do know that feeling of frustrating. Goodness me. I do know that feeling of frustration. I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I said it at the beginning of the episode, but I've spent the last 2 days at Pro Beauty doing panel talks and discussions. So I have spoken more in the last 48 hours than I have in the last 2 years. And my voice is tired, and so is my brain. So I apologize for that. But yes, what I'm saying is it's such an enjoyable pursuit that actually all this pressure that we put on ourselves to be fit, do fitness, be fitness, is such a nonsense. It's such a personal thing. Obviously, you can do it with other people and you can enjoy it in that way. But the thing I would say, my biggest thing, is just don't give yourself a hard time. Just do it. A walk is still a walk. Just because it's not a HIIT training session doesn't mean that you have not made a good choice towards your fitness. So like I said, I hope that has helped. If anyone else would like me to expand on anything that I've talked about, then please obviously email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into my DMs, which a lot of you are doing, which I love, on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And if you want me to give 5 points on anything else to do with fitness or any other subject that you may be curious about, then get in touch and I'll put it into a bullet points episode. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.